KPRI, 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Cheer Show.
I got a sunburn in Amarillo.
Amarillo weather.
Hey, that's Oklahoma.
Oh,
it's the wrong song.
Sorry
goof.
About that.
Yeah, it's Oklahoma.
Hey,
but
by the way, special thanks to Dolly for those nice cookies.
Where did she get that recipe? That
was
divine.
Know.
I think it was
know.
Supernatural. It was like manna in the wilderness out there, finding those cookies on the ground every morning.
Yeah, she is the glue that holds this thing together. When we were in Amarillo.
Well, we know she holds Todd together.
Well, that's a hard job.
That's a hard job to hold Todd Miller together.
If she was Catholic, she'd be canonized while living.
Saint Miller. Saint Dolly. Dolly
Saint
the
Dolly.
Saint.
Saint Dolly.
Saint Dolly. They call her the Dolly Mama.
The Dolly.
And what reason is those cookies?
The
I mean,
Dolly
there are several
Mama.
Other reasons, but I mean... You know, I had to come back in the cargo hold of the plane. I ate so many of those things. But Amarillo was great. I'd like to thank everybody out there that put that on. It was a wild success. Todd and Dolly Miller, the organizers, pure genius.
Genius is right. Genius. Love you, Todd. And by the way, I just want to say to Todd that he needs to get a different duty. Only he and I will get that.
Thanks.
Where are we at?
Oh, well, you want to talk about...
You want to tie up a loose end before we get on a new topic. Well, why don't you go ahead and start on it.
We're going to talk about the inspiration of the Scriptures. We love the Scriptures, and we do want to talk about how they came into being, who wrote them, the beautiful, the progressive revelation, how writing depends on every other writing.
Yep.
But we're not going to do that right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, just whetting your appetite.
Thanks.
Like those cookies.
All right, come on, spit it out.
Well... the Canadian gentleman that wrote us was afraid he was going to be...
You
at
mean
the
Canadian guy
the
who's
Canadian.
Justified, who has peace with God, and who's going to be with Christ in glory, not at the Great White Throne, that guy?
Yeah, the guy who's not condemned and whose salvation has nothing to do with his acts.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy. The guy, it's not going to be anywhere near the Great White Throne.
You mean the guy? You mean the guy whose very fears are irrelevant when it comes to God's perspective?
Yeah, it's the same guy who was granted faith by God and who has a prior expectation in Christ, that guy, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say now.
I don't know either.
No, this is where he might be confused when he reads a verse like 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, because we do appear somewhere after we're snatched away. What happens immediately after we're snatched away? Well, first, you know, we're delivered from gravity. I hate gravity. It really... gets me down.
Gong. I should have the gong. I need to get a gong in here.
Oh, no. Well,
oh,
if you need one, if you get one on your side, I get one on my side.
That's my idea. I'm the gonger.
Okay, you're the gonger. Wait, but I write the clanging gong, so what's with that?
If you don't get to this, I'm going to send you to the Great White Throne judgment. Let's go.
All right, let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:10. For all of us, who's us?
Believers in Christ who are members of the ecclesia, which is his body.
Thank you, Mr. Webster. For all of us must be manifested in front of the dais of Christ.
Manifested.
That each should be requited. There's a concordant word for you. Requited for that which he puts into practice through the body, whether good or bad. Should I go on in verse 11? Is that applicable there?
Why don't you start there? This is referring to when we're with Christ.
Yes, we're immortal, snatched away.
And let me just explain. In the concordant version, we said it's the dais or dais.
Yeah.
The most versions read judgment seat.
You know what? I bet that's where Canadian dudes getting at. The judgment seat of Christ is the way this passage reads in the King James.
Let me read you what the dais is. The dais is a raised platform from which games were judged and awards given, must not be confused with a judicial bench. Now, pay attention to this. This is not a judgment seat. This is a dais. It is a raised platform from which games were judged and awards given, not to be confused with a judicial bench. The quality of our acts may determine the award to which we are entitled, but the question of condemnation is entirely foreign to such a tribunal.
Fantastic. That is so important. The judgment bench is what we saw at the Great White Throne.
That's right. We are totally absolved from all condemnation.
Yes.
Let's get that straight.
Right.
We are absolutely absolved from condemnation, but we are eligible to an award from service. Isn't that a, what a fantastic?
Yeah, that's what this dais is. It's for service. It's for what we put into practice. Look what it says. For that which we put into practice through the body, whether good or bad. The important word that's missing from here is sin.
Yeah.
You know, and this there is a parallel here with the Great White Throne in that, and neither the Great White Throne nor the dais is sin the question. It's what you put into practice in your body. But the Great White Throne, it's a judgment bar, as you aptly said. But here it's requital. To be requited is to be awarded. And we have talked about running a race before.
Yes.
Paul says, run so that you might be winning the race. Paul looked forward to receiving a wreath of righteousness that will be paid him.
Paul said that in 2 Timothy. He's looking for that. This is where it's going to be gotten.
And since he used the word paid me, since it's going to be paid me, he couldn't be talking about
salvation. I'm
going
to turn to that passage
paid.
And check you out, make sure you're correct.
Yeah, good. You little Berean, you.
Let's make sure that Zender ain't lying to us here. I have kept the faith. Furthermore, there is reserved for me the wreath of righteousness, which the Lord, the just judge, will be paying to me in that day. Yet, not to me only, but also to all who love his advent.
I was just going
to
bring that up.
Notice you say, it talks about the wreath of righteousness, speaking about the dais. Dais is where games are judged. And what do the winners of the games get?
A wreath.
A wreath.
In the Greek world, that's what it was.
Yeah, it wasn't a crown. It was a wreath.
No, that's right. And
well, why can't these translators translate correctly?
Because they had an agenda, and King James told them that if they didn't translate it right, they were going to get their heads cut off.
Maybe it's because the clergy in that day wore crowns, maybe. Hmm.
It could be. We look forward to seeing Paul getting his wreath, and we think of that. You think of the man who did the most service. He was stoned. He was flogged. He was shipwrecked.
Paul was stoned?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What? You didn't? Paul, of course he was stoned in Lystra, right? You knew that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, and you might be stoned yet before you're done with this life, so, you know. But think how great it's going to be to see Paul get his reward. But guess what?
Yeah.
Paul's going to watch us get our reward, too.
How about that?
That is amazing. You know, and I don't know. Yeah.
What a privilege.
But you know what? It's not.
Not out of you.
It's not out of you.
Not of
You're
works.
You're famous for saying that.
Out of works. Not even our works. It's God who is operating in us for the to be willing and the to be working for the
That's
sake
right.
of his delight.
That's right. Am I wrong? I'm going to say something that's going to change the whole mood of this place.
Yeah, what?
Am I wrong to say that there are also those who don't get rewards here? Now he said all of us are going to be manifested. Is everybody going to get a wreath?
I don't think so, from what I see.
I don't either.
I think each man, if you turn to 1 Corinthians 4, there's something interesting.
I was going to go to 3. Go ahead, go to 4. Can't wait to see where you're going to go.
By the way, we're never going to get to the other topic, so we'll just stick with this one. But you might be right. It might be chapter 3, what I'm thinking of here. Yes. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, now, if anyone, verse 12, is building on this foundation gold and silver, precious stones, wood, grass, straw, each one's work will become apparent, for the day will make it evident. What day?
This day that all appear at the dais.
Right. For it is being revealed by fire, and the fire, it will be testing each one's work, what kind it is. Not how much, what kind it is. If anyone's work will be remaining, which he builds on it, he will get wages. If anyone's work shall be burned up, he will forfeit it. Yet he shall be saved, yet thus, as through fire. That's not the verse I was thinking of. Oh, here it is. Now you come to chapter 4, verse 5. Paul says, now, so that be not judging anything before the season, till the Lord should be coming, who will also illuminate the hidden things of darkness and manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then applause will be coming to each one from God. Can you imagine God standing up there?
I know. We're going to be getting applause. That's unbelievable.
And so will everyone get something? I believe yes, because I believe every believer has had something in his heart that he couldn't do with his hands. You know, we get people all the time. You and I are on the radio. People think that that's a big deal. Well, they wish they can do something. But you know what? It's not everyone's role to be on the radio or out there telling people about this message. Sometimes their role is just to study God and to be a good husband, good wife, good kid, whatever their role is in life.
An ambassador of Christ wherever they are.
And they may not be able to do it with their hands, but here it says the counsel of the heart are going to be manifested. And there's an illustration of this in the Old Testament. King David made a law one day. One day they went out to battle to recover some stolen property and people who were kidnapped. And some of the soldiers that went with David became tired, so they stayed behind with the baggage, and the rest of the soldiers went and fought. And they won and brought back all the stuff. And the 200 who were too tired came and met them, and they were all excited to see David come back. And then the soldiers who fought the battle said, they don't get none of the spoils because they didn't come with us. And David says, as the person who goes to the battle and the person who stays with the stuff, their reward is equal. And it says he made it a law.
It kind of reminds me of the 11th hour laborer, you know, who got the same wage for coming in at the last hour and working. But this is there's a little dark area here too, Dan, though. It's in verse 5 there in chapter 4. It says, who will also illuminate the hidden things of darkness.
Yes.
And manifest the counsels of the hearts. I mean, we all have these corners of darkness in us that God himself, I'm humble. But when we're snatched away, all these things we've needed to keep us humble, we're not going to need them anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, exactly.
We're going to be made immortal. So all these things that are necessary, these corners of darkness in you that are there and that you wish they were gone, that God himself put there to keep you humble, you're not going to need them anymore.
The safest place to learn about all of our good acts is in the presence of our Savior, because no flesh will glory in his presence.
And you will want those things to be exposed. I have a feeling that we're going to just say, God, search me. Search me.
Yeah.
And that searching of God is compared to a fire.
And the one standing there has got nail prints.
Yes.
I mean, no condemnation. He's took it.
Yeah, and where's that verse that says, the only one that can condemn you is your justifier.
Yeah, and
who can condemn you? The only one. It's like walking into the courtroom and looking at the judge. The judge is your father, and the judge turns you and winks at you.
Yeah.
You don't have any problems anymore in the courtroom.
To leave people with this thought, and to leave our Canadian friend with this thought, remember the dais. It's not a judgment seat. It's the dais.
Dais.
And it's a place. It's not for condemnation. Keep that in mind. It's where rewards are passed out.
Yeah, and I want to. God darn it! I got to tie up a little bit of a loose end there tomorrow.
We got to get into the scriptures.
We're going to get into the scriptures.
I've had enough of you. I quit.
I'm
leaving. Goodbye.
Bye, Sheridan. Sheridan, where are you going? Stop him, Duke. You're big enough. Stop him. Chase him into the parking lot. Get him. It's too. Oh, he's gone. You're slow. You're not only big, fat, you're slow. Sorry, I didn't mean that. This is Martin Zender and also Dan Sheridan.
I'm going to kill you, Zender.